Hello.
Hey, sorry about that. Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Oh, hey, sorry about that.
Yeah. Don't really have any.
What?
Yeah. It's like it's got that, it's open Amazon Music. You can play music on that. It's fine. I had to get it from Dolby, but yeah.
Hey, sorry, Dustin. I actually haven't heard, I haven't heard anything you've been saying this whole phone call.
I couldn't hear you either, so I wasn't saying anything.
What? No, but I wasn't talking. I was helping the kids with something. Hello?
Hi.
Hey. You were talking, but I didn't have the phone up to my ear, so I couldn't hear you.
I was just telling my roommate he could play music on the TV if he wanted.
Oh, okay. You do understand that there's nothing that could ever happen in this universe that would stop me from devoting every ounce of my being, every moment of my life, forever, to the best interest of you and the kids.
Thank you.
So to know whether you are actually committed to parenting them at least through age 18 is not an unreasonable question. It's fair. It's fair for me, whether I'm married to you or divorced from you, to expect to know what your commitment is.
What are you asking me?
In the event of a divorce, what would your intentions be?
I have zero plans or intentions for that.
Not right.
It's not right.
That's not right. It's not fair to me. I have huge decisions to make for how I'm going to provide for our kids. you're pursuing remarriage, that's completely different for me than if you don't ever want to speak to me again.
Speak to you all the time.
I know, but you're not making any commitments for what you would do if I divorce you. Not showing yourself to be a trustworthy, faithful person that you're wanting me to believe you can be. Like, I called you to ask you if you meant that when you said that you wouldn't remarry me. I'm no more clear on what you meant when you said that than I was when I picked up the phone and called you. I literally don't know why you said that. I literally don't know if you meant that. I don't.
I guess I gotta think about the idea about that.
You have to think about whether you would be willing to remarry me.
Okay. I already told you I would remarry you.
No. And we have a recording of the conversation, remember?
Yeah.
So that was pretty manipulative of you to say. I already told you I'd remarry you. I know, but Dustin, you know the context of the whole conversation, right? You know all the things that you said, that you know all the many, many things that you said to mark that up and make it sound really uncertain.
Well, Dustin, more clear when I text you.
What?
I'll try and be more clear about it when I text you.
What do you mean? You just said I'll have to think about that.
Yes.
You just said I don't know what I'd do. Like.
I said I'll be trying to be more clear about it when I text you.
Oh, text me?
Yes.
Why would you do that?
So that I have time to think about it?
I mean, if you're needing to think about it, then that sounds pretty uncertain. I'm just saying, like, when you said to me, I told you that I'd remarry you, like it should have been obvious to me, or like you were perfectly clear, you shouldn't have talked to me like that.
I'm sorry.
Like I was dumb for missing how clear you've been when, you know, that couldn't be further.
Yes.
I'm making all the credit card minimum payments.
Okay. Okay.
And we're spending like a ton on credit card interest.
Sorry.